Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started.
Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Today we have a bonus episode, and I have a strong sense that it's going to be really valuable for you. If you've ever struggled with your confidence, which I'm sure everyone listening, wherever you are in the world, is in some way raising their hand saying, maybe confidence in your work or in your career, your friendships, relationships, confidence in making decisions. If you struggled with confidence, then this episode is for you. It's a live talk that I led in Miami recently for IIN, the Integrative Institute for Nutrition, for a group of their health coaches. And so this topic of confidence was extremely relevant and timely for them. Wherever you are in your life, it's likely that there's some part of you that lacks the confidence to really be who you are, lacks the confidence to step outside your comfort zone, to do that big thing you've been dreaming of, to really show up with the full expression of who you are. And in today's episode, this beautiful live talk, I share what my secrets to confidence have been throughout my life, throughout my career, my relationships. In the beginning, I reveal a very embarrassing and somewhat shameful story, so shameful that when my husband was listening to the edit of this, he was like, "You sound really crazy." And I was like, "Yeah, but that's part of the gig, right? I got to tell the truth to stand in my own authentic confidence." So if you're listening and you're thinking, "What is Gabby doing here?" Stick around, keep listening past the introduction because there's real messages inside of my chaos. And that's part of the truth of being confident is to really be in the truth of who you are. And that's why I love this episode so much. I love this bonus for you. I want you to really enjoy this talk and just take it in, take it slow. Honor what comes up for you. Honor the shifts that may occur. Follow the steps. Listen all the way through. Many aha moments that will continue to happen as you listen up. And as you're listening to the talk, you're going to hear me referencing the IIN students in the room, the health coaches in the room, and you might be thinking, I want to be a health coach. Well, I am so happy to share that we are hooking you up with a 35% off discount and bonus gift package when you go to deargabby.com/IIN. All the details are in the show notes. So enjoy this episode. Give yourself the time to really take it in. Take notes. Apply the principles. Expect miracles. Confidence is in you. It's a part of who you are. We just forget. So sit back, listen to the episode, listen past the intro. Don't think I'm too nuts to keep listening, and stick around for the miracles. Enjoy the show. So good to be with you guys. It's so awesome to be here. It's so good to be back on stage. I have been in my house for many years now.
So Monday I went to the nail salon to get my nails done for this weekend. I showed up with my iPhone and it had the exact image that I wanted. And let me tell you, it took me like hours to get to that one, you know, when you like search through Instagram, you start saving files in your phone, saving files on your Instagram, looking at all the nail options, all the nail options. So finally I picked the one that I really wanted. And it was this beautiful French ombre. Maybe my backup option is my go-to, which is my orange mat. Maybe that's just what I'll do. So just put that aside for me just in case. We pick out the perfect orange mat. It's like right there, ready to go. Maybe we'll do the ombre. Maybe we'll do the mat. We're not exactly sure where we're going to land. I'm talking to the girl next to me. I'm like, what do you think? Do you think I should do the ombre? Do you think I should do the green? Do you want to, but you know, she's like, I think you should do the orange. You're going to Miami. Like, that's the right vibe. So I'm like, okay, we'll get there when we get there. Texting my friends, texting my girlfriends, FaceTiming. Which color should I do? Does this look too grandma? Does this, you know, really wanting to figure it out. Then I get to the point where I make the decision that I'm going to do the orange mat. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, finally, we're at the moment when we're going to get the nail polish. And so she pulls out the nail polish and she does one coat and she says, oh no, we don't have enough of this polish. Now I'm late. My friend Jamie is outside waiting for me. I'm thinking it's going to be like the quick and fast. Let's just paint this one coat. Let's go. Doesn't have the polish. I'm like, okay, fine. I pick out some random orange. I throw it on. She mats it up. I walk out the door and I look at Jamie and I say, I don't like my nails. Next morning, I wake up. I am still kind of thinking about it in the back of my mind. I get on Zoom with my podcast producer and we sit back and we're doing an hour of work for the podcast. Dear Gabby listeners out there? So we're working on the Dear Gabby podcast, and after an hour, I know we have like another hour of recording after us, but after that hour, I look at her and I go, Sam, hold on one second. I mute myself on the Zoom, pick up the phone, I call the nail salon. Do you have any time for me today? They're like, we can see you in about 10 minutes. I hang up, I go, you know, Sam, I know we have a lot to do right now, but I just gotta go get my nails fixed. So I rush over to the nail salon. When I walk in the door, this is my local nail salon, the nail tech is like, uh-oh. She's here. And I walk in, I'm like, well, I don't really know what to do. Should I take this off? Should I start over? Should I paint over it? What's the plan? What should I do? I start freaking out. I said, okay, why don't we put Merlot on my toes? And if I like the Merlot, we'll put the Merlot over the orange and then we'll be good to go. Finally, I put the Merlot on my hands. I hate it. We take it off. I look down. I have Merlot on my toes, orange on my hands. I'm a nightmare. I'm going to Miami to be with IIN and I wish I had a beautiful French ombre. So I step outside, I go into my car, and I'm spinning my nails. And I'm feeling really ashamed of how I acted in the nail salon and just feeling just annoyed with myself and reminding myself I'm a self-help book author. And so I do what I do best, which is use my tools. I ask myself, what do I notice right now? Well, I notice that my chest is really tight. I notice that I'm feeling real anxious. I notice that I'm feeling as though I want to crawl out of my skin. Start describing. What do you know, Gabby? What do you know about this? Getting to know it more. Okay, what do I know? It's a younger part of me that's showing up right now. I see myself as a six-year-old freaking out in the kitchen with my mom, making her pull my pigtails so straight. Because if there's bumps in my pigtails, I'm going to lose it. And I start feeling into that feeling and I start noticing more and asking myself, what else do I know about this? And then I ask that part of me, that little girl part of me, what do you need? And right away she speaks back. I need to be seen. I need to be seen by you right now. I close my eyes and I put my hand on my heart and I check in with that little girl. And this vision comes to my mind of me, my adult resourced Gabby mama, 42-year-old woman, holding the six-year-old and just really holding her and saying, let it all go. You're okay. You got this. Nails look good. You're good. She starts to relax. I start to relax. Get back in the car. Don't give a shit about the nails. In fact, I think they look pretty fucking good. This story is an example of what it means to live a spiritual life. To live in the world, but always know how to return back to you. Return back to you. And today, I want to talk to you about confidence. One of the biggest blocks to our confidence is that little girl need to be seen. Anybody resonate? Let me see the hands. Get honest here. The need to be seen. And that need to be seen is such a crippling need at times. It can really, really hold us back, and it can really block the presence of that confident energy that we all have, that confident energy that allows us to step out and do the big things in the world that we are here to do, the confident energy that allows us to say yes to our dreams, to release the beliefs that hold us back. So I wanted to check in with you now. I want to hear about where that need to be seen comes from for you. Is it the need to be seen online with all the likes? Is it the need to be seen with the followers? Is it the need to be seen with getting the certain number of coaching clients? Where are you at? So I want to open right now a baseline. I want to sit with you in this moment right here, right now, and I want to check in. I want you to tap into that part of you that right now, you know what it is. That part of you that's needing to be seen, whoever he or she may be. I want you to gently close your eyes for a moment. Place your right hand on your heart, or right or left hand, actually, whatever feels best, and the other hand on your belly. Taking a deep breath in and let it go. Taking a moment to notice. When I talk about the need to be seen, blocking your confidence, notice what you notice in your body. Notice what you notice. Is it have a color? Does it have a shape? Does it have any tension? Notice. Don't judge any thoughts that come to your mind. Just notice. What do you know about this part of you? What do you know? Do you know its age? Do you know its gender? Do you know when you first felt it? What do you know about it? Get curious. And what does it need? What does that part of you right now, right here, need? Don't think, just allow whatever comes to your mind's eye. What does it need? Take a deep breath in and just feel into that feeling in your body, in your energy field, in all of who you are. When you've actually heard what it is that you know that part of you needs, make a commitment right now. I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to hold that for you. I'm going to be that for you. I'm going to give you what you need. The adult, resourced, undamaged part of me is absolutely capable of giving you what you need. Take a deep breath in. Saying that to yourself, speaking on behalf of that adult resource part of you, I'm going to give you what you need. One last deep breath in. Let it go. And when you're ready, open your eyes to the room. Did anybody hear anything big for them that they needed? Yeah, I'm getting numb. Nice. Make that commitment. Make that commitment. If we're going to show up in the world the way that we long to, the way that we're called to, We have to recognize that the absolute most important way to be seen is to see ourselves first. When you can truly see yourself, all of it can dissolve. When you can truly see yourself and show up for yourself with that undamaged resource part of you in those moments when you get taken out and you can forgive yourself and come back, and you get taken out and you can be compassionate towards yourself and come back, and you get taken out and you can be curious about where you're at and come back. That is confidence. The resilient ability to come back to you. You with me? You with me? And some of you might be sitting there being like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know how I could get there. I don't know what that means. The comeback to me. It's a moment-to-moment gig. It's a moment-to-moment gig to develop that inner dialogue and that inner relationship with the resourced part of who you are. That's what you're here for. That's what you're learning here. That's what you're going to continue to learn and establish and grow. I'm going to take a quick break from this live talk and just chat with you about one of our sponsors for today. This week, I got this epic package in the mail. It was a package of the most, and I'm going to just say this with like my hands in the air, swearing with one hand on my heart and the other hand up in the air, swearing to you, the most delicious food delivery. It blew my mind. It was gorgeous juices, gorgeous tonics, beautiful foods, soups. I had a quinoa kimchi that just blew my freaking mind. And the brand is called Splendid Spoon. I was so pumped to enjoy this food. And I can't even begin to express how much I want to do it again. I'm like, let me get more food next week. And as someone who cooks, to order food and have it brought to me, whether it's at a restaurant or whether it's in these types of situations where you're getting meal delivery, I can be really picky. And man, this food is excellent, 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 excellent. Splendid Spoon sends you these delicious plant-based, ready-to-eat meals and snacks right to your door. And it's really helpful if you're someone who's really busy and you don't have time to prepare a meal, but you want it to be healthy and you want it to taste really good. They're super, super on it. 100% plant-based, gluten-free, GMO-free. You can really, really trust the ingredients, and you can trust it's going to taste really good. I mean, you can trust me when I say it's going to taste really good. Splendid Spoon is made with so many vegetables, legumes, healthy fats, whole grains, spices from all over the world, and they are really creating these beautiful, healthy, balanced meals. What I chose were the vegan meatballs, the cauliflower tikka soup, which is epic, and I also am obsessed with the Mexican rice bowl. Obsessed. Splendid Spoon meals are shipped right to your door, ready to eat. You'll only lift your finger to press start on the microwave. Eat well and enjoy more of your summer with Splendid Spoon. Get started today and save on an entire week of ready-made plant-based meals. Just go to splendidspoon.com/Gabby for $50 off your first box when you subscribe. That's $50 off at splendidspoon.com/Gabby. And along the way, it's absolutely necessary to let yourself be imperfect. Anyone have some trouble with that? A few of you over here. The key to my success, you know, some of you guys have followed my books, and I've written 9 books in 11 years with zero writing experience. Thank you. 9 great books, 9 great books in 11 years with zero writing experience, multiple New York Times bestsellers, #1 New York Times bestselling books with zero writing experience. And how? How? Because I've been so willing to be imperfect. I've had the bravery and the willingness to just say, F it, let's go. I have a voice within me that's being beckoned to come through. It has to come through on the page. Let's go. When I was 28 years old, I was called to write my first book. I actually sold my first book, and I almost gave the book advance back because I was terrified, because I realized, oh shit, I don't know how to write a book. But by the grace of God, I really listened and I allowed, and I gave myself the bravery and the willingness to be imperfect, to be humble, to be led, to be coached, to be guided. And that desire, that one willing desire to allow myself to be imperfect, is what has allowed me to say yes and continue to show up. It's what allowed me to not give that book advance back and shut down, but instead write 9 books that have had an impact on countless people's lives. So that perfectionism that's in the way of that confident action forward is a huge block to the presence of your ability to bring forth what is within you. You hear me, guys? You with me? Is this jarring for you? I hope it is. I'm gonna mess you up here today, get you all circled up, and you're gonna go home and be like, oh my God, oh my God. That's my plan, because we have this strong desire within us to bring forth what is within us. And when we deny that calling because of some level of lack or some fear of confidence or need to be perfect or need to be seen, we wake up every single day missing the gift of what it means to live in the presence of who you are here to be. So I'm asking you right now to write down in your notebook and make a commitment to yourself to choose one area of your life right now. It doesn't have to be your work necessarily. It could be your parenting. It could be your partnership with your lover. It could be just your health, whatever. Be willing to be imperfect. Pick the area that you're struggling with the most, that you're holding on to the most tightly, and become willing to be imperfect. Can I get a yes from everybody right now that you're willing? Yeah, you're down with that? Okay. Be willing to be imperfect. I also recognize this a lot in folks who maybe have that desire to bring something forth. They haven't yet let themselves be imperfect. They might still feel the need to be seen. But deep in them, there is this desire to just be free, right? To just like be an untethered force of light, right? Like this is my freedom right here, right now. I actually recall being on this stage eight years ago, and I felt this absolute freedom. I almost felt as though there was like angel wings coming off of me, and I forgot it was the theater until I just stepped out here today. And that freedom that I felt back then is the same freedom that is the through line with which everything that I do in my life. And so that freedom comes with the ability to be authentically you, to just be yourself, to get up here and be like, yo, I got some funky nails. Like I'm mad about it, but I'm gonna get over it, you know? To tell the truth, to be you. And in your authentic truth, I mean, that's all that the world wants from you. There's nothing sexier than your authentic truth. So I actually did a podcast interview the other day for my new book, Happy Days. And I've been in this ISO booth for months, 2.5 months, just interviews after interviews after interviews. And I had the most epic interview with this man, Ed Mylett. Anybody follow Ed's podcast, Ed Mylett? I mean, what a freaking amazing human being this guy is. So I'm on the Zoom with Ed, and anyone that's read Happy Days, who's my Happy Days readers? Like, yeah, like we, you know what I know, right? Like you know, like people are coming up to me in like hotels and like airports and like, I read Happy Days. I'm like, yeah. We have this thing. It's a thing. And I'm on the interview with Ed, and he looks at me and he goes, Gabby, I don't get it. You're at the top of your game. You've got all these New York Times bestsellers. You've done all this work. You've been interviewed by Oprah. You've got this big career, this family, this life. Why, Gabby? Why would you reveal so much like this right now? And here's how I responded. I picked up the book and I said, okay, I'm going to respond to you by reading a few pages from the introduction of this book. We're anxious for you, Gabby, said my publisher after reading the first pass of the manuscript. It feels too vulnerable, they continued. You're revealing one difficult moment after the next. You're not showing your true strength. My ability to be this vulnerable is my true strength, I responded to them. Thank God I listened to that bravery and that wisdom, and that commitment to be that vulnerable, to be this vulnerable, to tell you the truth, to tell you the truth. Why were my publishers freaked out to publish this book? Because I've stood on this stage 8 years ago, being a presence of light in the world, impacting and empowering people. They didn't want their readers out there to see all the crap that was going on inside, the truth of the trauma, the truth of the recovery, the truth of the moment-to-moment breakdowns and meltdowns that, by the way, can coexist while you are creating greatness in the world, my friends. So I didn't let that shame me into covering up the truth. I said, no, we're going to just publish the truth. Yes. And in publishing the truth, I have my readers in this room who I know have experienced a radical transformation as a result of that truth. And I just know it. I know it. I know that the transmission of the energy of this book has the power to heal. Holding the book in your hand has the power to transform you and set you in a new direction. And that's the case for all of you. For every single thing that all of you do in your own unique ways, you are here to heal, you are here to serve, you are here to hold space for individuals and the greatness of their power and their truth. But that can only happen when you, my friends, are absolutely in alignment with your own. How many of you feel misaligned with your truth? Everybody get your hand up. It might not be all the time. Maybe, in your relationships, you're like, I'm good. I'm so good. I'm just me all the time. But in your work, you're just like being the amazing life coach and health coach, right? Do you know like the difference between like being it and owning it? And so that's okay. You know, we can develop and grow and we can become more and more comfortable in the roles that we play and the being that we are. But I want you to start practicing being in your truth. I want you to write down or think about one thing that's somewhat vulnerable for you. Not too vulnerable. You don't want to reveal it until you heal it. But something that you feel relatively safe with, something that feels safe for you, but it's not something that you would come out with right away. And maybe find somebody before you leave and just be like, hey, wanted to just, like, we met, we had some lunch together, and like, we talked a lot about this and that, but I actually wanted to tell you something a little bit more deeper about me. And I wanted to give you a chance to get to know me a little bit better. And so this is something, you know, I we're in a really safe space here. I really connect with you. We're doing a similar kind of work. I trust that this is going to land the right way. But let me just tell you, like, hey, you know, I've been sober 16 years. This is me speaking to you. I'm a recovering cocaine addict. I've faced mental illness. I'm a trauma survivor. I remembered being dissociated from trauma when I was 36 years old. I remembered it in a dream. I am a mom. I have a lot of things that I have lived through that may at one point have been really shameful, but now they're really my superpower. Doesn't it feel good to feel connected to somebody?
As any of you know, if you're an avid listener of the show, if you've read my book, Spirit Junkie, or really any of my books, you know that I've been sober for nearly 17 years. What the heck? Oh my God, it's been so long. And that's why I love trying just different alternative drinks to just splash it up sometimes, but obviously not alcoholic. So when I tried Botanic Tonics, I immediately fell in love. Botanic Tonics delivers this euphoric blend of plant-based ingredients that's just a really healthy, productive enhancer and totally great for those of us who don't drink. Botanic Tonics provides productivity, enhancement, and focus. Botanic Tonics is made with kava and other ancient plants known to help with anxiety, productivity, focus, and more. And I've been drinking them midday for just a little pick-me-up. I always feel clear-headed, I feel focused, I feel really refreshed, and it's nice to just put on ice and like if other people are around having drinks, I'll just make my little botanic blend and I feel like I'm participating. Besides the benefits of kava, Botanic Tonics also taste amazing with earthy and spicy undertones mixed with fruits such as pineapple and coconut. Botanic Tonics never uses any added sugar, which you know I love. Exclusively for Dear Gabby listeners, Feel Free Botanic Tonics is offering a 40% off discount on your first purchase. Just use promo code Gabby at checkout.
The other thing that you do is I just told all of your stories in some way, shape, or form. You allow yourself to be grounded in the truth. People can recognize their truth in you. And what's so beautiful about that is that as a teacher and a healer, you don't have to be perfect. That imperfection we talked about is your greatest virtue. It's really simply just about being you, being willing to be imperfect, and being deeply moved by your message. Because when you're moved by your message will move the masses.
When you're moved by your message, that book will come through you. That coaching client will just come to you. The words will come out naturally. You won't think, you'll just speak, you'll just be. You will be in a container with which all that you need to know will come to you when you need it. And you will trust that you are an expert in who you are. You're an expert in where you are in this moment right now. A lot of you might be thinking, well, I haven't done that thing yet, or I need that degree, or I need this thing. No, you've all been through something that got you in this seat today. Am I right? You've all been through, lived through, and come through to the other side of something that got you into this seat tonight. Today, this weekend, that's what you're here for. And that experience that you have moved through is your superpower. That is the grace and the strength and the resilience and the authentic truth and the imperfection that makes you a rock star. That's what I want to know when I meet you. I don't care about how many clients you have or how many fans you have on Instagram. I really don't care. I care about you. I want to hear about you. I want to know about you. Be moved by your message, and your message will move the masses. And so there's this beautiful story I wanted to share with you about how when I first wrote my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life, I was 28. And I had this meditation that I sat in where I started to visualize this little girl. I mean, at the time I was 28, so my readers were really much, they're in their 20s, they're new to spirituality. The book was A Hip Guide to Happiness, Add More Ink to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. And I had this visual of this young woman holding Add More Ink to Your Life on the subway. And she was like with her little Keds and her tight skinny jeans. And she starts crying and crying on the subway and wiping back her tears, just because she doesn't want people to see her crying, but the book is faced out. I could feel so deeply into who she was. And I knew that that feeling and that momentum was a huge part of creating a movement behind that book. And I continue to do that with every book I offer, every talk I give. I meditate on you. Who are you? What is your vision? What do you need? And I want you to do this with your clients. I want you to sit down tonight and meditate on the vision of who that client is, even if you don't have the clients yet, like who your dream client is and what it is that they need. And maybe you'll even see yourself right across from you. What do they need? What can you offer them? And just allow your mind's eye to wander. Allow yourself to be in the presence of the movement of your mission. Be in the presence of the movement of your mission. If you hang out there every day, regularly, shit's gonna really stir up. If you sit in that meditation daily, visualizing being in the service of another human being, wow, invisible doors will open. Ideas will come through. Transformational experiences will begin to happen to you just like this, like this, like this, like this. Take that home and practice that meditation. These practices are all to cultivate that presence of confidence within you. When you're moved by your message, this underbelly of confidence begins to move through you physically, begins to come through you naturally. You begin to create boundaries in your life and show up for yourself in a greater way and give in a way that feels safe and receive more. That confidence begins to come through. And it's really important that when you start to cultivate these practices, that you don't let that fear mind take you out, that you stay super committed to no longer sweating the small stuff. After living through COVID, I think a lot of us are like, what's the small stuff, right? Although it's pretty easy to fall right back into it when things start to feel normal again. We're like, oh my God, my nails, you know, we go right back into it. But I had a beautiful experience of really, 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 really grounding myself in this lesson. In 2020, at the beginning of COVID, I was like, okay, perfect. I'm not flying anymore. I'm not traveling anymore. I'm going to start doing some IVF treatment to conceive my second child. And I have a three-year-old named Oliver at home. And it's like, okay, let me go and do this. And I started off with the IUI because that was the success I had with my first child. And I did four rounds of that, did not work, carried on, continued to do more rounds of IVF. So every month I'm in the car. You know, I'm not seeing anybody except for the nurses in the fertility center. So like when I see them, I'm like chatting them up. Like I'm into it. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? What did you eat for lunch? Like I haven't seen people in 15 days. So back and forth to the fertility center, really in the high vibration, even though it's not working, still believing it's not working. I still believe it's not working. I still believe. One day in my meditation, I hear this voice say to me, they're overstimulating you, Gabby. Boom. So I walk into my doctor's office. I'm like, we've done 8 treatments. This is a bunch of BS. You are overstimulating me. I want to do a low stimulation round. Give me less medication. Let's see what happens. We do it. And we get a perfect embryo boy. He was tested perfect. I get pregnant. I carry this baby for 5.5 months. At my 20-week scan, I'm in the room. And in the first few minutes of the scan, I notice the nurse's face get really anxious. And right away, she gets up and walks out. I look at my husband. I'm like, what's that about? And then all these other nurses and doctors start walking into the room, in and out of the room, in and out of the room. And they're looking at the scans and they're like, oh, so this baby was tested? Yep, he was tested. Do you have any other embryos? My husband says under his breath, all you need is one. And my baby was alive, but he just wasn't growing. He wasn't getting what he needed. So I went ahead and I did the things we have to do. I had a D&E. I went to the hospital. I ordered a cat while I was in the hospital. I just remember, you know, walking down the corridor with the doctor and the nurse and just like falling into their arms. And I had to get through that period. I had to get through that week of just horror and disgust. And I know so many of you in this room have been there. I understand that so many of us have had that experience. We don't talk about it enough. And I walked through that first week with a lot of grace. And in the second week, once the procedure was done, once I was back home holding my 3-year-old in my arms, and I was really literally surrounded by it was like a funeral parlor. There was like flowers everywhere. You people are wonderful people. Whoever sent me flowers, thank you. And I sat there in my kitchen and I just noticed this major, major moment. Wow, Gabby, you've been counseling women on this exact issue for a decade. And here you are standing in the truth of what you preach. Standing in the truth of what you have been cultivating for 16 years. Wow. You know, it works when things are good and everything's manifesting. But when everything falls apart around you, is your faith there for you? Or is it a distant afterthought? My faith held me like a pillow. My faith just lifted me up. My faith brought me back to life. My faith gave me the strength to know that my son Owen came into my body for 5.5 months to know what it was like to be loved by me. And to teach me a really important lesson. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. So whenever I notice myself freaking out about the nails or freaking out about the flight or am I going to be delayed or whatever it is, I say, Owen, I'm going to give it to you. Actually, would really be honored if you used his name in those moments when you notice yourself sweating the small stuff. Say his name. Let my son be a gentle reminder to you that there's so much grace when we let go. There's so much grace when we allow. And in the presence of that faith and that knowing, I have established this extraordinary confidence in who I am. A confidence in knowing that I can get through anything. A confidence in knowing that I have resilience beyond all measure. A confidence in knowing that I can show up and allow myself to tell this story with truth and authenticity and be able to allow this story to be a message for all of you and for myself. And that level of confidence, my friends, it's totally available to you. that level of confidence and saying, yeah, F it, let's go. That level of confidence of knowing that you have it within you to bring forth what's within you. The confidence of knowing that you can move through anything with grace and that you will always, always, always receive transformational guidance and radical healing if you show up with your faith. That confidence to live, wouldn't it be amazing to wake up every day without anxiety? Just knowing that you got it. I live like that. And of course, I have momentary lapses in the nail salon, but I can always come back home. It works if you work it, guys. It works if you work it. Show up for yourself. Crack open a book like Happy Days or a book by any other author that feels a little scary to open. Open the book that feels a little scary. Do the work. Get into the therapy. Have your own health coach. I have therapy every Wednesday, 4:45. Nobody puts anything in that time slot. Sometimes twice a week. Do the work, guys. Do the work because there are so many miracles on the other side. Do the work so you can express the work. Do the work so you can heal and release the blocks to the presence of the profound confidence that is within you so that you can bring forth what is being called to come out into the world. Thank you. Again, this talk was for the Integrative Institute for Nutrition. And I am so proud to be a faculty member and part of this community and have the opportunity to give talks like this in front of their audience. And over the years as faculty of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, I've gotten the chance to work with some of the world's most incredible health practitioners, including my fellow faculty, Deepak Chopra, Melissa Wood, so many fun people in my life. And from doulas to energy healers to nutritionists to Reiki masters and health coaches, I've always found their work fascinating. And I'm really often curious about what their origin story is. I always want to hear about how they got into their particular line of wellness. The answers have been really varied. Some people worked in traditional medicine for years. Other people used to be in finance and pivot because of some burnout. It's really interesting to see even folks with a side hustle that then made a decision to move into the wellness industry. But they do all have one thing in common. They have a deep commitment to helping people feel better. And if you've ever been curious about becoming a health coach or a wellness entrepreneur, if you've ever been frustrated by the Western medicine options and just want to do something about it, or if you've ever just felt like you want to dive deep into your own well-being and share what you learn with others, then the Institute for Integrative Nutrition is for you. It offers an online training program that could really be the best place for you to start. One of their core tenets is bioindividuality, which is the idea that no one diet or one way of living works for everyone. And I love this because it's so free. It's such a free way to live. Their course covers the whole gamut, teaching nutrition to nutritional science, coaching methodologies, business, marketing skills, and personal development tools. The program is designed to fit your schedule, and you can choose from either their one-year program or their six-month accelerated program. And both programs support English and Spanish speakers. They have audio and visual lectures and online libraries full of supplemental lessons and resources and teachers like myself. So to access a free online sample class and learn more about their current special offer, including how you can save up to 35% on tuition, head over to deargabby.com/IIN. Listeners will also receive a bonus gift package when you enroll. To claim the 35% off discount and bonus gift packages, go to deargabby.com/IIN. That's deargabby.com/IIN. Make sure to tell them Gabby sent you. The link will also be in the show notes. Check it out now. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.